You might notice your office is a little less crowded today. That's because it's National Flex Day, a day created to raise awareness about the importance of work flexibility. The ability to work from home or remotely has become increasingly beneficial for employees as they struggle to find the right work-home balance. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bree Reynolds, Senior Career Specialist and Coach with FlexJobs.com. Thank you for your time this morning. You know, as I read about flex time, I was really surprised that It's believed that if every firm in the country adopted work flexibility, the economy could save about $15 billion annually. Where do those savings come from?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a huge number, and it usually comes from a combination of cost savings on the employer side, so they need less office space if people are working from home, less operational costs, things like that. And then on the employee side, they're saving a ton of money by working from home. It's about $4,000 a year for somebody who works from home full-time, and that's just the average. So on things like gas and commuting costs, if you're buying train tickets, your work wardrobe and dry cleaning and all of that, and then all of those lunches and coffees and things that you buy out really do add up.
One of the challenges has always been to put some numbers around productivity. So if somebody isn't right there next to you in the office for a meeting or to be called in on a consult and there's some friction, how do we figure whether working from home is as efficient as coming into the office?
Oh, I love this question because a lot of times we find that it could actually be more productive, but it is. The question is, how do you measure that productivity? And it comes down to the communication that you set up between the at-home workers and their managers. So you really have to be, as a manager, very proactive and understanding what your people are working on, where they're hitting roadblocks, and really keeping in regular communication with them. I think sometimes managers think out of sight, out of mind, and if they don't see somebody in the office, then they kind of assume they're not really working. But as a manager, you really need to be proactive with those remote workers. And also from the remote workers' perspective, you really need to set yourself up for success. So you are, you know, eliminating distractions. You're not doing laundry in the middle of the day. You're not doing all those little household things. It'll just take a couple minutes since you're home. And you're really focusing on the work that you're doing and the results that you're getting. And it really comes down to looking at the results. So managers, employees, everybody involved has to be measuring the results, seeing what's happening, and seeing where you can improve the processes. So it's very similar to an in-office environment, but you really have to focus on communication and measuring results.
Do we know anything about worker happiness when it comes to people who work from home?
Yeah, we see in survey after survey, people say that they are happier, they're actually healthier when they work from home, they're less stressed, and they feel that they have better work-life balance. So it really does have a huge impact on people's overall lives.
So let's take a look at measuring the other imponderable here, which is the amount of perhaps lost productivity caused by the things people have to take off to go do. Sick kid, plumbing repair guy for the burst pipe, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a lot of people who work from home very casually because of those things. So they might have children who are sick, they're waiting for the plumber, and they're working from home just to kind of keep up with the office, and they don't realize, oh, I'm actually remote working right now. And that's really what it is. It's being able to continue working and not have so many interruptions because of all the things that happen in your daily life.
Now, I've got to ask you, how much do we know about how bosses feel about this? I mean, it's obviously it makes the worker happy, but despite the evidence that, you know, money is saved, do we still have significant numbers of workplaces out there where they're afraid you're just going to goof off?
We do, yeah. We definitely see that some companies are still very hesitant to offer remote work. They feel that people are just going to be goofing off, like you said, that they're not going to be getting their work done. They're going to be watching, you know, soap operas in the middle of the day and all that fun stuff. But really, when the managers see it in action and when they realize that their workers are probably already taking work home with them at night and on the weekends, people are already actually working remotely. It's just not a formalized thing. But they start to see that they can be productive and they can be successful doing that at-home work. And testing it out seems to be the helper there. When companies start to trial this and start to test it out, they really do find, oh, you know, our fears are not as founded as we thought they were, that these people are able to be productive at home.
Okay, we spent the last 5 minutes talking about this, but every truck driver, Starbucks barista, retail salesperson who's listening right now is saying, swell. What percentage of American jobs really are suitable for offsite work?
There, it's a decent number. So we see that about 4% of the population right now works from home full-time, but that's full-time. So that's people who are working from home every single day, and that's not the norm. About 40% work from home occasionally, so it might be a couple days a week, something like that. And so there are some positions, like a barista, of course, is not going to be able to work from home, that don't lend themselves to remote work very well. But there are other types of flexibility that they could consider. So things like flexible hours or shifting your schedule, part-time hours. Freelancing is also a very popular option, too. But yes, there are, unfortunately, some jobs that can't be done from home.
Bree Reynolds, thank you for your time this morning. Ms. Reynolds is a senior career specialist and coach with FlexJobs.com. She joins us today because it's National Flex Day.